This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet has approved Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana to enhance agricultural productivity. The scheme aims to increase crop diversification and sustainable agricultural practices, augment post-harvest storage, improve irrigation facilities, and facilitate availability of credit. It will help 1 crore 70 lakh farmers of the country. Briefing media in New Delhi today after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said 100 districts will be identified in the country under the scheme, which will be based on 3 key indicators: low productivity, low cropping intensity, and less credit disbursement.
100 ऐसे जिले जिसमें कृषि पर 3 पैमानों पर वो बाकी सब जिलों से पीछे हो, ऐसे 100 जिलों को चयनित करके उसमें एक फोकस्ड वे में 11 मंत्रालयों के 36 स्कीम्स, इन सब को कन्वर्ज करके एक इंटीग्रेटेड वे में कृषि का विकास करें, ये प्रधानमंत्री धन धान्य कृषि योजना का उद्देश्य है। बहुत ही महत्वाकांक्षी, बहुत महत्वपूर्ण, बहुत ही एक गेम चेंजिंग स्कीम ये होने वाली है। राज्यों का सहयोग लिया जाएगा भरपूर इसमें, जिले के लेवल पे, ब्लॉक के लेवल पे और राज्य के लेवल पे गहन कंटिन्यूस मॉनिटरिंग की जाएगी।
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government is committed to bringing a significant change in the lives of farmers. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana, approved by Cabinet today, is a step in this direction." He said, "This will not only increase crop production in the districts that have been lagging in the agricultural sector, but also boost the income of farmers." Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav also informed that the Cabinet adopted a resolution hailing astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla's space journey. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla landed back safely on Earth from his space journey yesterday. Mr. Vaishnav said, "The Cabinet commended the Indian Space Research Organization and the entire community of scientists and engineers whose relentless efforts have made this achievement possible." The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved enhanced delegation of power to NTPC from the extant guidelines of delegation of power to Maharatna Central Public Sector Enterprises. It will enable NTPC to invest in NTPC Green Energy Limited, NGEL. NTPC's subsidiary company, NGEL, is subsequently investing in NTPC Renewable Energy Limited and its other joint ventures. This is beyond earlier approved prescribed limit of 7,500 crore rupees up to an amount of 20,000 crore rupees for renewable energy capacity addition to achieve 60 gigawatt renewable energy capacity by 2032. The Odisha government today ordered a crime branch probe into the death of the girl student Soumyashri BC of Fakir Mohan College in Baleshwar, who set herself on fire alleging sexual harassment by a faculty member and inaction by college authorities. The crime branch of Odisha police will independently verify facts, investigate lapses by college authorities, involvement of persons, and examine circumstances leading to the self-immolation attempt by the girl student. Meanwhile, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, today spoke to the father of the deceased and assured all support to him to get justice for the deceased girl student. Opposition BJD in Odisha also staged protests in different parts of Odisha today and gheraud the Lok Seva Bhavan in Bhubaneswar. Congress party has called Odisha a bandh tomorrow on the issue. And in women's cricket, chasing a target of 259, India were 113 for 3 in 25 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, host England, after winning the toss, opted to bat first and scored 258 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs in the first ODI of the three-match series at Southampton. And India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Andhra Pradesh, Rayalaseema and Telangana for the next 6 days. Heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds is also very likely at isolated places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Bihar, Chhattisgarh and in the rest of northern India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.